Wake up ECE and be inspired. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is my third podcast. I am here at Crispus Attucks High School with a special friend of mine who happens to teach right next door. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right in and have him introduce himself. So why don't you tell us who you are and what your current position is and how long you've had it?
My name is Matthew Bradley, and I am a life skills teacher here at Crispus Attucks High School. And I have been doing life skills position here. This is my first year here. It's since August.
Okay, pretty cool, especially since you let me harass you on a regular basis. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your educational journey and how it led you to where you are today?
When I was in growing up, all I wanted to do is work in a museum.
Okay.
I wanted to be in a video. Talk about history and stuff.
Cool.
And after I graduated college with a history degree, I found that it was difficult to find a job, and so I decided to look elsewhere. And I always knew I liked working with students, kids, and I started working in a special life skills classroom, and I liked it. And I went ahead and got my degree from transition to teaching, and ever since, it's been about 5 years, so ever since then, it's been fun.
Okay. So since you said it's been fun, what do you like most about what you do and why?
I like it because I get to have fun every day. I don't generally have very many students, and we kind of focus on them. You build really good relationships. Yeah. But, you know, some days I find myself playing with Legos and coloring. And,
oh,
and that's
me too.
A lot more fun. So
yes, I'm sure. So on the flip side of that, what do you find most challenging about what you do?
I think it's the different levels of my students, so I have to differentiate a lot. So,
okay.
Like currently, I have students who can read really well. You know, they read third or fourth grade level, but then I also have students who can't read or identify letters or numbers. So it makes it really hard trying to do group activities that everybody gets something from.
Okay. And that makes a lot of sense because even the gen ed teachers have to do that differentiation, but mm-hmm. I'm sure that it's a lot more difficult, you know, when you're actually in a special education classroom where the majority of your students have some type of a special need. So mm-hmm. in saying that, I know sometimes that special education teachers tend to partner with gen ed teachers. So far, how have you liked partnering with us as an ECE gen ed teacher myself? But how have you enjoyed that experience or enjoyed what your students are learning?
I think it's great. I think it's opened my eyes up to some things that I haven't thought of to work with my students with or get people in to just to give them different point of views. So I think it's great. I think it gives my students other people to talk to and other adults in the building that they can go to talk to.
Okay. Yeah, and your students do help me out a lot, too. They sometimes come over and wipe tables for me. Sometimes they help me either hang up items that I have in the hallway or help me take them down, like today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe for the audience some of the activities that you have, your students have already participated in? Even though, just so the audience knows, Mr. Bradley did participate as well in our more recent activity when we had a nutrition person come out. He and his aides were part of that class or that program as well. So it was kind of funny to get them on camera because, of course, I snap pictures. So what other activities can you describe?
Yeah, we've had her students come over and do different activities. So they made different matching and sight words, I believe is what it mm-hmm. was. We've also had a lady come and teach us about worms. So that was really fun.
That was pretty cool.
That was really fun. And just recently we had someone come in and talk to our students about how to reduce their stress and different ways to help combat that, because a lot of our students are dealing with stress every day.
They are. And so just so the audience knows, the person that came over she's actually on another one of my interview podcasts. Her name is Diane Pike, and she's with the St. Mary's Child Center. And she's been working a lot with Dr. Lori, who is part of the Butler program, who does study and research on neuroscience. And so Dr. Lori has a lot of different techniques that we can use to help calm children down mm-hmm. when they are experiencing anxiety or any types of stress. So it was really neat to have the life skills class over.
And I thought it was really cool that they were able to, you know, remember and recall some of the things that she taught them. So I told them they should try it and let me know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. It'll be neat to see them do the one called peanut butter in the classroom.
I have to find out.
Yes, I'll have to share that with you here later. So lastly, what additional activities would you like to see your students engage in partnership with the ECE class?
I think it would just be great to just do it as much as possible for my students. Some of them don't leave the classroom very much. And so whenever we get to have someone come in, talk, and I just teach them new things, things they might not have been interested in before, or different things like the techniques for stress and anxiety. But I just like for her students, the interaction between my students and her students is what I think is the best, because my students don't always get to time with their general education peers. So that's always the best part for me.
Okay, and I think we have something planned for Monday. So we, with March springing upon us, we are going to invite them over so that we can do some color mixing. We're going to mix blue and yellow to make green shamrocks. Okay. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully we'll be using finger paint. So maybe we'll have them paint the teachers. I don't know. But thank you so much, Mr. Bradley, for coming over. And hopefully I'll talk to you here as we do every day. And audience, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and wake up ECE and be inspired.